Greta Thunberg recently won Time's Person of the Year for 2019. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Not all of us are scientists, I'm certainly not, and not all of us have a scientific background, but that doesn't mean that we can ignore the science and the very real and hard evidence that exists that shows there is substantial climate change and that poses perhaps the greatest threat to human history since in nuclear war. It is a catastrophic things that are already occurring. Let me give you some factual information that is a way to help digest everything. Once the temperature rises to a degree and a half centigrade above what it was after the Industrial Revolution, it will expose 350 million people to drought. This will also expose 120 million people to extreme poverty. So cities will be flooded. There will be places that will have extreme droughts that are already having extreme droughts. And what this means is people will die. Millions and millions of people will die. There will be a fight for resources that are already scarce, and our world will become a lot less habitable, and there will just be a myriad of problems. It has been difficult to get world leaders to pay attention to this problem until Greta Thunberg, who is now a 16-year-old girl, decided that she was going to protest herself in August of 2018 in Stockholm, Sweden. She sat outside and set out for a school strike for climate, is what she called it. It was just her. The next day, another person joined her, and then eventually she had hundreds and then thousands of people that that joined her. In earlier this year, in 2019, in New York, she was part of the organizing and overseeing the largest climate change protest in human history. It was 4 million people were involved. World leaders are listening to her finally, and what it does is it shows the value of youth and the value of a youth movement and a power of a person who is determined, who can make a very positive change. People are finally listening. You see countries from all over the world that are enacting climate change legislation where they are reducing carbon emissions and are doing many other things to make things better. And these small changes here and there can make a huge difference. Now, drastic changes do need to be made, but honestly, just getting started and getting people to make some change is very significant, and it makes a huge difference. But we would have never had this without Greta Thunberg, who was just a young girl who was very determined to make a change. Margaret Atwood, the author of The Handmaid's Tale, made the point that Thunberg is like a modern day Joan of Arc, and that I think that is a very apt comparison, because Joan of Arc was about the same age, and she led a resistance against the English, and they defeated a much larger force. A similar case here wasn't a war, but it's very much a mass political movement, and I think this movement is going to stick. There are a lot of people on the right that get upset about Thunberg. I don't know why. Apparently, she threatens them. Women who are active and who have a strong voice and who are smart often threaten people on the right. I don't know why. That kind of thinking is anathema to me, but Thunberg threatens the Sean Hannitys of the world and the other weak-willed men who just can't handle strong, forceful women, which is what we need in this day and age. People like Greta Thunberg, even though she's young, she has a mighty voice, and she's saying the right things and behind the right issue, and people are listening. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.